things, put our minds back into the swing of things in terms of the sugya we were discussing. So we pointed out that we discussed the mitzvah of Dalaminim, so there are two very, very different discussions that are taking place. One discussion about the first day, and there's another discussion about the subsequent days. And we find that the Gemara makes a almost all-encompassing statement on the Chav Tes of the days concerning the psul after the first day. So the Mishnah tells us that a little goes of a Yavashiv psul. The Gemara said, take a look back quickly on the Chav Tes of the days. The Gemara says, Kaposik Katani, the first line of the Gemara, that the Mishnah does not differentiate between the first day and the subsequent days. Lo Shalim of the Rishon, Lo Shalim of the Sheni, Bishlam a Yavesh, Hoda Be'inan Veleka. So when it comes to the psul of Lulav HaYavish, a dry-out lulav, there is no question that a Lulav HaYavish is possible on the first day and possible on the second day. And all 7 days, the Lulav HaYavish is possible. It's a nils the pshita, the hadav and valeka. So we pointed out there was a major machlekes in Rishonim. What are we talking about? What do we mean on the second day, third day? What is that? What does this term even mean? So Tosfos was of the opinion that the Gemara here is talking about the mitzvah that we know of Lulav, namely the mitzvah derabbanon of Lulav Zech L'Mikdash the entire week. And the Gemara is telling us that even though the mitzvah of Lulav on the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth days is only mitzvah derabbanon, nevertheless, there are certain aspects of Dalam Yidin that carry over even to this mitzvah derabbanon. Now, certain aspects, not all aspects, that's what Tosfos had to walk that tightrope, which psulim do carry over, which psulim don't carry over. Basically, tells the Shita was, the psule hadar carryover. Whatever is a chisaron of hadar, that is a problem. If it's lacking hadar, so it's a problem even after the first day, notwithstanding the fact that the mitzvah is only derabbanan. That was basically Tosfos Ma'achim. In direct contrast to Tosfos was the view of the Ramban, where the Ramban said that when the Gemara is talking about after the first day having problems, that's because we're talking about Bisman Shabbat Shakaya. According to the Ramban's theory in this Dai Perek, the mitzvah that we are familiar with of Lulav Kol Shivan in out of the Mikdash doesn't pop up until 10 blot later. So right now the Mishnah is talking Bisman Shabbat Mikdash HaKayim, and Al Zeh Nemar Lulav HaYavish is possible. But outside the Beis Mikdash, you want to take Lulav in Bergenfield on the fourth day Chol HaMoed, because of the day Lulav HaYavish is possible. The Esrog possible, everything's okay. There's nothing to worry about. It's a moment Rabbanon anyway. We spoke a little bit about the Brisker Rav's word. It's not even a real Rabbanon. It's a Zechon Mikdash Rabbanon. You know that lomdus that we spoke about in the previous year. So those are the two major mahalachim in the Rishonim and the Sugya. Tosfos, who says that the Sugya that disqualifies Lulav HaYavesh and other Psulei Hadar is talking to us. And the Ramban says it's not talking to us. To us, everything goes. But if we take a look at the Maimachomus at the Rambam, so we find something very startling. I think I sent it back a couple of weeks ago to one of the phone messages. So it's the Rambam in Parakhes Halacha Tes. So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Lulav, Parakhes Halacha Tes, Kol Elu Sha'amarnu. Everything that I've been speaking about, says the Rambam in the last parak, Shehem Psulim Ibnei Mum Sha'amarnu, because all the different mumim, all the lack of hadars, the Esrog problems and the Lulav problems, every one of the Minim's problems, including Lulav HaYavish, Obnei Gezel Gneva, we'll leave it at for now. Everything I've been talking about, says the Rambam, B'yomtav Rishon Bovad. All of the above is only true on the first day. V'abiyomtav Sheni, Imshah HaYomim, Hakol Kosher. Afterwards, everything's good to go, everything's fine. And then he tells you a few exceptions here and there, but the Zohar, those are things we're not interested in right now. So the Rambam, in one fell swoop, just told us that all psulei hadar, because the Rambam talked about kol elu shamayinu, including the psulei hadar that I just delineated, all psulim, including hadar, are kosher for the duration of sukkahs. This is the shittas of Rambam. But the Gemara is the favorish. Lulav HaYavish is possible the whole week. So the simple solution is to put the Rambam into the Ramban's camp and to say that the Gemara was talking about Bisman HaMikdash, because the Rambam is talking about Bisman HaZeh. So Bisman HaZeh, Taka, everything is going to be kosher. But there's a problem. There's a problem with committing the Rambam to Ramban's camp, is that the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam should have said something along the lines of Kol Elu Shaman Hashem Sulim, etc. Only possible on the first day. After the first day, everything's great. But if you live in Cairo and you're shaking a lulav like I'm shaking, says the Rambam, you live in Spain, you live in Bergenfield. But if you're in the Mikdash, and especially in light of the fact that we mentioned in the previous year, the Rambam holds that all of Yerushalayim is like Mikdash for this, so it's even relevant as man is there. If you're in Mikdash, the Rambam should have said that the Psulim attack apostle. Now the Rambam would say that. The Rambam would agree to that. There's not a Mikdash in the basic Mikdash itself, the other Psulim apostle the whole week. So the Rambam is definitely not Tosfos. It's not even Shai, it's not Tosfos. Tosfos said that all the Psulim are the apostle, even for us. So the Rambam is clearly not Tosfos. But I don't even think the Rambam is the Rambam. Because it's Ike Chosim in a Sefer. The Rambam should have made mention of the fact that what he's saying, Kol Hamumin, Kol Shebiyanish apostle, only on the first day, not 100% accurate, not 100% true. He should have made mention of the fact that the Mikdash is going to be a problem. So the Pashtus in the Lashon Rambam is that the Rambam holds, believe it or not, all the Psulim are kosher after the first day, even the Mikdash, which is startling on two levels. It's startling on a textual level, and startling on a conceptual level. The textual level is, it's against what? Against the Gemara. The Gemara said something. The Gemara says, Bishlo b'yavish hadabin v'leika. You want to water that down to me what the Ramban said. You want to expand on like does it. The Gemara said something. The Gemara said there is a case where Yavish is possible all week. And according to what we're saying, the Ram seems to be denying that. And on a conceptual level, perhaps even more problematic, how can that be? Bishlama, the Ramban, I understand. Mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, Chazal, weren't Misakein, Suli Hadar, okay, that, good. Kedat, I can be Makabal. But to tell me that for mitzvahs deraisa, the standards change, mechatesik, manish tana the first day, the gvulin, from the whole week in the mikdash. The same mitzvah. So why should we say that, oh, it's okay, this cheftza is okay after the first day, even though we're dealing with the mitzvah deraisa, but on the first day it's possible. Very, very difficult Rambam. Again, the Rambam is not absolutely crystal clear what I said. The Rambam doesn't say b'feirush, but as they quote for Reb Chaim always, that you can be medayek things in the Rambam what he doesn't say. So if the Rambam really meant like the Ramban, it would have behooved him to say that, by the way, as an addendum, the Mikdash, it's a problem. So the Pashas of the Rambam is that he's going one step past the Ramban, but it's a Pella, both mitzah, the text of our Gemara, as well as mitam conception. So mitam, the text of our Gemara, that already the Vilna Gaon already took care of. Says the Bir HaGra, I challenge you, says the Gra. Where does the Gemara say, Pem Mole, explicitly, that Psulei Hadar, Yavish, etc., apostle after the first day? Where does it say that? Where does it say that? I mean, I just read it for the 16th time. Bishlam Yavish Hadabin Valeika. Gemara says it. Says the Gra, no, the Gemara didn't really say it. What was the point of that line? Why is the Gemara making this observation? What's the purpose of that line? The purpose of the line is to contrast the next line. The point of the beginning of Luv HaGosel is not to talk about Luv HaYavish. The goal, the Gemara is going to say to the Mishnah, it's going on Luv HaGosel. The Gemara is trying to figure out how come Luv HaGosel is possible the whole week. Because the Mishnah doesn't say it's kosher after the first day. The Mishnah says Luv HaGosel possible, it sounds like the entire week. So the point of the Gemara is to get to that punchline. Hey, wait a second, why is Luv HaGosel possible after the first day? So in order to strengthen the kasha, in order to highlight the kasha, what the Gemara says is like this. This is how the Gemara read the Gemara. Bishlama Yavesh, when it comes to Yavesh, if you want to sell me the following story, you want to tell me, Amaisa, that Yavesh is possible the whole week, I can buy that. I can mukabel that. Why? Because I could say such a thing. Doesn't mean I have to say such a thing. I could say such a thing. But Gozel is off the chart. Gozel is ridiculous, says the Gemara. Gozel, Bishlam and Yantav Rishon, Dersiv Lachem, Shal Lachem, Yantav Sheni, and Ma'adloi. What could possibly be wrong with Gozel after the first day? So when the Gemara said, Bishlam and Yavish Hanabinam, unlike all the other Rishon, we're saying the Gemara is making a statement of fact. This is true. This is a fact. This is possible. Take it or leave it. Figure out what's Pshat. Taisus says this Pshat, Ramban says this Pshat. According to the Goin, the Das Rambam, the Gemara was never committing itself to the statement. The Gemara was just building and saying, I'm going to play a game with you. You want to tell me Yavesh? I'll find it for you. But Gozel, forget about it. Gozel's not even on the radar screen. That's how the Gemara reached shot in the Gemara according to the Rambam.
What about the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav?
Oh, now forget. Now the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav is even better, right? What did the Gemara say in Daf Lamed Vav? The Gemara said that Rabbi Chinni needs to take a bite out of it, right? That's what we're referring to, right? Rabbi Chinni took a bite out of his Esrog. So you see that Chasser is okay. So Tosfos had to do somersaults with that Gemara. Why? Because Tosfos said, hey, wait a second, Chos is kosher after the first day, and Hod is possible. What's the difference? This is it. I'll tell you a whole shtickle from Tosfos. And the Ramban said, mitach chemra kushya. The Ramban said, no, achol ma'eskinan. That Gemara is talking about b'zman hazeh, and that Gemara is talking about b'zman hamikdash, etc. How does the Rambam say? Rambam says, the easiest. That Gemara is the biggest raya for the Rambam. What do you see from that Gemara? That chaser is kosher. And the Rambam would say, of course chaser is kosher. You know why? Because guess what? Hod is also kosher. When? Both b'zman hazeh and b'zman hamikdash. There's no difference.
No, but the Gemara says, Rav says, it's not hadar, because it's mois.
Yeah. It's a Gemara.
Rav says it's not. We right. Ask him Rav from Rabbi Chanina. So after we say so, Rabbi Chanina is not a kasha because Rabbi Chanina held only pasul on day
right.
one.
Right.
For Rav, Rabbi Chanina is a kasha. Right. So he says. Because, so
it's
that's
mashma. Horm is word because that's like a mios. That's like even one step worse. That's like a bizoyin hamitzvah to take that. That's what Rav would say. But we don't necessarily even follow Rav. And forget about Rav Zachbara. We're talking about Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina's bites. Rabbi Chanina wasn't mal. So Rabbi Chanina took a bad habit. That's right. The Gemara says it's okay after the first day. So comes the Rambam, according to the Quran, says this is the biggest raya for my pshat. Instead of turning the world upside down and saying chaser is one din and hadar is another din, like Tosfos says, instead of saying like the Ramban, one Gemara is talking about this man is there, one is over here, it's all talking about the same thing. Hadar is the same as chaser. Mikdash is the same as gula. Everything is the same. And guess what? After the first day, everything goes. Chaser is good and hadar is good. But the biggest problem is, conceptually, how do you explain this phenomenon? How can it be that psulim deraisa are going to be lifted on a time when it's a mitzvah deraisa? That doesn't make any sense. So comes Rav Zhalti, Sefer Rishus Yavetz, and he's the following yisoy, to explain Shittas Rambam, a fundamental chakira about what the nature of the mitzvah of lulav called shiv b'mikdash is. If you read the pasuk, it's a little bit unclear. The Torah says, "Lekachta lechem b'yam rishon." That's talking about even tinek pri etzodah kavas tamar rafi sotzer nachol. Finished. Okay, lulav called yam rishon. Usmachtem lefneshem lekechem shivus yamim. So the Torah comes and tells us that you take your lulav in Ezra, and you mesameach with it the entire week, all 7 days, with neshem lakechem, only be mikdash. What's the hakira, they say? How do you understand the pshat in this pasuk? Is pshat that the mitzvah, the mikdash, is basically a mitzvah of the tilas lulav? It's fundamentally the same mitzvah as gvulin on the first day, just the zman is a little bit different. That there's one mitzvah called Netilas Daladim. That's the mitzvah. Aloah. That mitzvah is performed in some places in the world for 1 day, and in other places in the world for 7 days. But Be'ikaron, it's the same mitzvah. Usmachtem is not a mitzvah for the Atzma. Usmachtem is just telling me that I use the Lulav and Esrei the entire week for Mikdash. Or maybe not. Maybe there's a reason why the Torah formulates the Pasuk. When the Torah formulates the mitzvah in a different lashon, the Torah does not say, "Ul kachdem lachem priyat zod the kabbas to my rabbis and rabbi Nachal." Ul kachdem da da da. If Hashem lekechem shivus yom, doesn't say that. It says, "Ul smachdem if Hashem lekechem shivus yom." What is the meaning of that? That phrase is coming to be madgish, coming to emphasize that the mitzvah b'mikdash, catch this one, is not a mitzvah to tilas lulav. It's a mitzvah simcha b'mikdash. Oh, what? The Torah says, what vehicle do you use to be Misamech b'mikdash? You don't have your boss of Ya'in b'mikdash. You don't dance and have a juggling act. Maybe there's other things in b'mikdash. But you have to be Misamech dafka through the vehicle of taking Dalad Minim. But the name of the game is not Lakachta anymore. The name of the game is not Dalad Minim anymore. It's a mitzvah simcha. It's not a mitzvah netila. So what is this mitzvah of lulav b'mikdash kol shiva? Is it lulav b'mikdash kol shiva? It's identical mitzvah as the first day. But they say, no, it's a radically different mitzvah. Comes Mishas Yavis Manach Kamina. At the end of the day, you have to do it b'mikdash. At the end of the day, you have to do it in a Torah. At the end of the day, you have to do it in a Esrei. What's the difference? Tremendous difference. What about all the psulims? All the psulims. What's with all the psulims? So if a guy comes and he takes a stuffed lulav and Esrei, you know, a little baby Esrei, you know, in mikdash, that's not an Esrei. It's back to the old story. Some things are so bad, they're not even called an Esrei. But it's an Esrog. It's just not very pretty. It's a lulav, it's just drawn out. It has a cheftza of a lulav on it, but it's not a kosher lulav. So if you hold that the nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah statilis lulav, so then it has to stand up to all the standards with the raisa, lulav yavash is possible. But if you hold that it's not a mitzvah lulav, it's just a mitzvah simcha, and you're just using a cheftza for dalaminim as a vehicle to express that simcha, it need not be a kosher lulav and esrei. And therefore, even a little apostle, a little yavish, all the psalm can be kosher, but mikdash even a little of the raisa. So, Zojoti, that's the machlokes around all the other rishonim. All the other rishonim, pe'echa, toises, ne'aman, everybody is assumed to double kosher that the mikdash, all the standards have to be met with the raisa, of course, because it's a mitzvah, it's all meaning. And the Rambam's on his own, Rambam's in his own old league, Rambam's in his own camp, and he says, no, the standards of kosher don't have to be met even with mikdash, even with the raisa, because this is not the tilus lulav anymore, this is mitzvah simcha. You're raising another Lomdisha question. This Hakira just had a child. I'll tell you why. Said that way. He said, we have to stop and ask the following.
First step.
Is there a mitzvah lulav b'mikdash on the first day? Or what do you mean a mitzvah? What do you mean a mitzvah lulav b'mikdash on the first day? I just did it b'gulin. I just took it in, let's say a person's davening in Rechavia, in Shacharis, on the first day. Then he goes to the old city in for Mincha. Does he have to shake a second time? There's a whole shayla about that. How do you read the pasuk? Well, kachta lechavir shivas yamim, if you hold that the mitzvah of lulav, kol shiva, b'mikdash, is not really a mitzvah lulav, it's a mitzvah simcha, so it makes sense to say it's shivas yamim.
Yeah.
And just because you shook in the morning, good, I fulfilled the mitzvah till lulav in the morning, and I got to fulfill the mitzvah simcha in the afternoon. Or do I say no? Do I say that's basically fundamentally the same mitzvah, and therefore I did the mitzvah till lulav today, and the first day the till lulav can even be fulfilled in Bergenfield. After the first day, you have to get on for Philip and Mikdash. So that may be part of that story, the one that Torah formulates that shivas yamim. Maybe. Getting back to that story. So now let's go back to the Gemara for a minute. I read the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara said, four lines to the bottom. Bishlam yavish hadavim in belegra. Now a gozel, why is the rule of a gozel possible after the first day? So bishlam yantif risha and chsiv lochem, misha lochem, that I got. But the yantif sheni am I loy? What is wrong with the lulav hagozel after the first day? And eventually the Gemara is going to discover mitzvah b'veira, that's going to lead the setup for hopefully the next sugya. But in terms of this pasuk, lochem, misha lochem, the din is that does not apply after the first day. That's the conversion one. That psul of lachem yishal lachem does not apply after the first day. Why not? How did the Gemara know that? How did Chazal know that so poshut? And to complicate matters, which mitzvah is the Gemara talking about again? So we have to go through the three different possibilities, Tosfos, Ramban, and the Rambam. So we'll go backwards. We'll start with the Rambam. According to the Rambam, everything is talking about the mitzvah deraisa of mikdash, and basically none of the details of dalaminim really apply after the first day, because it's not a mitzvah of lulav, it's just a mitzvah of simcha. So the Gemara reads like a charm. So then it makes a lot of sense. Why? There's no dirav lachem. It's not shayach, there should be a dirav lachem. What kind of dirav lachem is there? There's no dirav lachem lamaisa. So that's what the Rambam tells us. That's not a problem. You can use stolen goods, except for the mitzvah of a very issue. You could use stolen goods, you could use a bar of lulav after the first day, but mikdash, why not? Nothing applies with mikdash after the first day.
Would you still apply mitzvah about aveira?
So that's the next sugi, but mitzvah aveira on simcha and their ices and their abana, that's going to set up the stage for next aveira. For next sugi. So according to the Rambam, when all the dust settles, if a person wants to bavar a lulav and ask a third day chalavoyin, I have no qualms, no problems, even with mikdash. What about according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, the Gemara is walking a tightrope here, because according to the Ramban, the Gemara is talking about the Mikdash, and the Gemara is saying, oh, there's a big problem with Mikdash after the first day. Lochem is not a problem at all. Yeah. According to the Ramban, the Gemara is talking about the Mikdash, and the Gemara is comparing and contrasting the Psul of Hadar, which does pass over the whole week. Because the Ramban holds that basically, not like the Rambam, the Ramban holds that lulav the whole week in Mikdash is a mitzvah lulav, so it's bound by all the halachas that govern lulav, and therefore Hadar is possible, and Chas is possible, Alap Sulam is possible, But Lachem, don't worry about it. Lachem is a freebie. Lachem's on the house. Why not? The Munershach. If the Ramban really holds that Lulav and Mikdash is mitzvah's Lulav, it should be bound by all the dinim of Lulav. One dinim of Lulav is Lachem. So how do you read this Gemara? Remember, it's just to read the words of the Gemara according to the Ramban. Don't make any sense.
It's almost like the Lachem is an external psul.
Oh, so clearly what the Ramban must be telling us is that not all psul edamim are created equal. That there's a psul, some of the psulim do carry over with Mikdash, and some don't. So the psulim of Hadar and Chasa do, and the psul of Lachem doesn't. So what does that mean? So Steve's trying to tell us. So is it Chefza Gavra? Those are the terminology we should be using? So we're basically, we use a slightly different nuance of terminology, I think we'll almost say the same thing. Whenever you deal with a mitzvah, with the halachas that go over to any given mitzvah, so you have to always ask yourself, am I dealing with the details of the Chefza Shal mitzvah? Or am I dealing with the details of the Maisa mitzvah? And they're not always the same. Let's say Lamoshal. The Chefza of Dal Aminim. So we know there are dinim that govern the Chefza of Dal Aminim. That has to be Hodar, it can be Choser, things of that nature. Then there are halachas that govern the Maisa mitzvah. For example, I have to do an atila. I have to pick it up. There's a Zman, I have to do it by Yom, below Balayla. Everyone has to take their own. It can be yotzi with somebody else's. And you have a set of all mitzvahs. You have this. Kishofa. So you have a whole bunch of halachas that govern the shofar. The shofar can't have a hole, can't have a crack, can't have this, can't come from kosher, whatever the details of the chefs of shofar are. And then the halachas that govern the maisa, there's the mitzvah tkiyah, mitzvah shmiyah, got a yeshvam, got a truas, tkiyah, step, whatever they are. Two different sets of halachas. Every once in a while, you bump into a halacha that we're not quite sure what it is. We spoke about this earlier. Remember, we spoke about Eged. Lulav Tzach Eged, is that a din in the Ga? Is that a din in the Maisa mitzvah? Is that a din in the Chavtza Shal mitzvah? So it's not always 100% clear whether any given prat is a detail in the Chavtza Shal mitzvah or a detail in the Maisa mitzvah. So l'chora, one could raise the following suggestion, that maybe the din of Lochem is not a din in the Chavtza Shal mitzvah. It's not, it doesn't define the Chavtza per se. It's something that relates to the Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah is, there's a mitzvah lekicha. First make lekicha. What's called lekicha? Lekicha doesn't just mean to walk up in the, you know, to somebody else's lulav and pick it up. That's not called lekicha. It's got to be lekicha sheli. It's got to be lekachtem lochem. Lochem is magdir the lekicha. Lochem is not magdir the dalaminim. There's nothing wrong with these dalaminim. Haraya. If I own these dalaminim, I can be yotzi with it. You can't be yotzi with it, but I can be yotzi with it. Because that the din of dalaminim that are she'ulim or gzulim are not possible b'atzmusam. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with amitad hachefza. The mitzvah, the tilas lulav, requires that it be done l'kicha shaloi, that be your l'kicha. If that's the case, then maybe we can understand the Ramban. That b'medva mamurim, that all the psulei dalaminim carry over from the first day to the subsequent days, that's when we're talking about the chefetz of what defines kosher dalaminim. Because this ultimately says there are about only one standard of kosher dalaminim. Whatever they are. Hadar is no good, chas is no good, and this is no good, and that's no good. Whatever the list amalul are. But once we've made a list and we've defined what a kosher set of dalaminim are, then there's only one standard. For all mitzvahs deraisa. Mitzvahs rabbanon change. Mitzvahs deraisa, they're all the same. Mikdash, kutz, mikdash, all the same standards. But Lachem has nothing to do with Dalaminim in terms of the Chefza. Lachem relates to the Maisa mitzvah. When it comes to the Maisa mitzvah of Dalaminim, we know there's a difference between Mikdash and Chutz Mikdash. How do we know? The Zman is different. One is 1 day, one is 7 days. Zman mitzvah is always part and parcel of the Maisa mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the Chefza Shal mitzvah. So even within the Maisa mitzvah itself, the Torah itself is highlighting there are differences. So once you're telling me that the Maisa mitzvah is radically different, Haraya Brewer, that the Zman mitzvah is different, so then the dinim that were given to us on the first day, Lekachta Mechem Bayam Rishayin, there's the din of Lechem, you have no right to extrapolate that to the other days. Like Mechatayis, if he's taking the Torah, that there's a din of Lechem. The Psul Hadar, that carries over. The Psul Chasa, that carries over. All the other Psulim carry over. But the din of Lechem doesn't carry over. So that Lechora is what the answer there Ramban is. There is a Ridva that may or may not say that with Asa Ramban. I'm not convinced. I'm trying to stick it into it, but I'm not 100% convinced that Ritva really meant this. But this is definitely Nitan Le'Omer, and they're all, whether they're Revolment, or where we mean it, the bottom line is, that seems to be somewhere along the line of what the Ramban is driving. So we're good to go so far. So again, let's chazer for a second. We want to know, why is it halacha maisa the mikdash there's no din of lachem? That's everybody agrees to. Why is that? So according to the rabbi, that's easy, because there's no din of anything but mikdash, because it's simcha, not lakicha. According to the Ramban, that it is lakicha, why is lachem different? So razzle dazzle shugodar, lachem is a din, and the maisa not a din, and the chefs, etc. Fine. But which Rishon actually disagrees with everything we just said? Which Rishon holds that lachem does carry it? Lachem is possible mikdash after the first day. Which great Rishon would say that? That the mikdash in Hochinami, the mikdash itself is possible after the first day.
Tosis.
Because according to Tosis, the Gemara is not talking about mikdash. So we have no reason to believe that lachem doesn't carry over. Not only do we have no reason to believe it, Tosis tells us the Farish. You take a look at the Tosis in the Baal Nechot Peskei Beis. Three lines to the bottom, towards the end of the line. Hilkach. Be'ikar ha'lekicha kigon dal minim. The fact that you need all four minim. U'lekicha ha'lechon. And the fact that you need everyone to take their own. Tikud b'shayom ekein deraisa. Those dinim, Chazal carried over to the mitzvah derabonim. V'chein b'hadar, and hadar they also carry over, v'shem hid the mitzvah. Aval b'chaser u'v'shalom lo tikun. But they did not carry over the psul of chaser to the lul of the Rabbanan for us, post Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and they didn't carry over the din of shol either. What do you mean they didn't carry? What din of shol? What's the psul of shol? The psul of shol b'mikdash after the first day. Tosis has to bend over back to explain to man shtana that they carried over hadar and they didn't carry over shol. Chor from Tosis, that shol b'mikdash is not a problem. It's not a problem. So Tosis would hold that in Nochinami, halacha l'maaseh said b'mikdash, you have a problem. Shol would have not be good. So we have a three different nuances in Rishonim as to what the din is and why the din should be the way. Halacha l'maaseh, the guy wants to know, let's go into mikdash third day cholamoid. Rabbi, can I have to schlep my lulav with me from Tel Aviv, or can I borrow somebody's lulav in the base of Mikdash? So comes the Rambam and says, for sure you can borrow someone's lulav, because you don't even need a kosher lulav altogether. The Rambam says, no, you need a kosher lulav, you could still borrow somebody's lulav. And Tosfos says, no, you can't. Tosfos says that you can't borrow someone's lulav unless he's mamish makna to you. So remember I told you a story that on Sukkot, so Yaakov, my son, went to the old city, went to the coastal one day, Cholamoid. So I told him, when you go to the old city, make sure to take your lulav to shake again misafik, because in deference to the Shittas Rambam, the Rambam holds that mikdash means all of the old, whatever halachic Yerushalayim, whatever is written in the halachic walls of Yerushalayim, is called Yerushalayim. So when he shook his lulav in the morning, in Rechov Bar Ilan, that's not halachic Yerushalayim. When you go by the coastal, that's halachic Yerushalayim. So I told him, make sure when you go to the coastal, take your lulav with you. So I spoke to him one night, Cholamoid, until we went to the coastal the day for Mincha. I said, yeah, did you bring your lulav? He said, I made sure to borrow somebody's lulav by the coastal. So I said, okay, spek with you. I said, first of all, the whole Rambam Shita that the mitzvah even applies in Yerushalayim, not mamash in the mikdash, is a big, big question. Rashi denies that. Fine, that's number one. Number two, even according to that Shita that it applies, but the Rambam himself, right, who's the source of that chumrah, the Rambam holds that shol is good after the first day of mikdash. And even the Ramban concedes that Shaul was good based on Ash Tikkotar, Raz Nash Ladar. The only way what he did would have been a problem would have been Taisus, a Liba to that Perish of Shai Sid Ram, that you have to combine two Chumras. You have to combine this Taisus with the Perish of Shai Sid Ram together, then it would be a problem to borrow. And it still could be it's not a problem because it could be it's understood when somebody gives it to you, it could be they're giving to Al Das, that it should be yours also. That's also Stam Kavon, and that's a whole other story. I don't know, you have to ask the Chabad guys about the coastal. I imagine that they're not putting film on people on Cholamoid in Eretz Yisrael. They're probably handing out little Venesrics there. So you have to ask them, they have in mind, according to the Shittas HaTosis, they have to be machted in a little Venesrics. It shouldn't be a chashash of not being machted. Anyway, back to this story. So we have Machleg Zimshav. You have Tosis clearly says, Lul B'Mikdash has to belong to you all week. Rav and the Ramban are clearly disagreeing. Do we have any rayas? Very few rice to go on, very, very little to go on in a Gemara. Believe it or not, one of the strangest rayas is a Gemara tucked away in the end of Maseches Me'ila. I sent it to the Gemara comes with me. Mishnah with the Nafi Gimel Rulim. The Gimel Rulim. The Mishnah tells us that if you give them a base, at the top of the Mishnah, the very end of the line, three lines from the end of the Mishnah, Arava lo nenin v'lo molin. A whole discussion about Aravas that were designated to be used in the base of Mikdash for the mitzvah of Arav, not the mitzvah of Lulav, mitzvah of Arava, the special mitzvah halach Moshe Sinai. They have to take the Aravas every day of Sukkot and put them against the Mizbech. So beloved Rabbi Tzadok, Amen. No again, how you as a kainim shenenim imenu v'lulavehim. The beloved Rabbi Tzadok says that the minhag used to be in the Beis Hamikdash. The beloved Rabbi Tzadok was the son of the Rabbi Tzadok. The Gemara tells in Gittin that he lived at the time of the Churban. He's one who fasted for 40 years that the Churban shouldn't come. He knew. He sensed Baruch HaKadosh, the Churban's going to come soon. The Gemara says he had a fort, I mean, not literally. Mamash, must have had something in between. But he basically was goes to Tainus for many, many years. He was fasting, davening that basically shouldn't be destroyed. So his son was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. So he was a young man at the time of the Churban. So he remembers the Beis Hamikdash days. So he says he remembers that the older man, the older Talmid Chachamim, used to take the lulavim that were designated to be used for the avodah of putting it against the mizbeach. And before that, before they used it for that, they would use it to shake the lulavim also, and that was okay. They would take them to a rabbi and stick them into the lulavim and then shine yetz ashlokem shneim. So Tosis is a little bit startled with this, because those Aravas were Kodesh. They were Hekdesh. They were bought with Hekdesh money. They were designated because they can be used in the Seder, the Avodah, putting against the Halacha Moshe Mitzvah. So how in the world can you use those Aravas for your Mitzvah Lulav? Isn't that like a being Nenem and Hekdesh? So Tosis is a half a liner. The little Tosis is Arava Hayu Mathkaf of his Beach. So nen and mehayu, the end of the Torah, nen and hayu men is gain b'levayim, kasav a mitzvah slav yohanos nitnu. So the Torah says, don't worry, it wasn't a problem. Well, you're not allowed to be neneh from a davar kadosh, but this is not called being neneh, because doing a mitzvah is not really called anah. The same reason the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah kavchas, you're allowed to blow shofar in theory from a shofar shalos about anah. You can do other mitzvahs with Brahma Surah about anah, because mitzvah slav yohanos nitnu. The anah, getting a mitzvah, doesn't really count. So ad kan divya mishnah, Gemara, and Torah says, so comes one of the Gedolim from the Cheshek Shlomo of Vilna. He poses the following challenge. He says, wait a second. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that they used to use the Hekdesh Dikla Aravis for the purposes of Dal Ninim. And Taisus was drain about what happened to Hanom. It's not the honest, didn't know. Frank the Cheshek Shlomo, we have a much more serious problem. What's most of the serious problem? If it's Hekdesh, then whose is it not?
Yours.
It's not yours. It's not yours. It's also banah. It's chapter to be yours. It's also banah. Tosafot says you're allowed to get anah because this is not called anah, but it's also banah. Also banah is by definition not yours. So says the Cheshek Shlomo. I understand. Bishlam, according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban, that bisman shabesim mikdash rakayim, and they were being yotzei, dal minim kol shiva b'mikdash. There's no din of lachem. Great, wonderful. There's no din of lachem. But Frek the Cheshek Shlomo, it's a riot from this Mishnah Me'il against Taisa and Sukkot of Chavtes. Because Taisa said, we had a deal with the Taisa said that Sholo Tikkun sounds like Sholo Tikkun, but the Mikdosh was not a problem because there's a din of Lachem. What do you mean, the din of Lachem? Shtei Peferish the Mishnah in Me'il of Dafi Gilman Beis. Now, Shlomo of Vilna lived before Dafi Yomi's father, so he really actually learned. You know, Chilu Ratzoy, but he had, he's learning Simcha Chavdes, and of all things, he remembered a Mishnah that talks in Me'il of Dafi Gilman, the Me'il of Dafi Gilman. It was Pshat, what's the answer to this cash? Blima?
Yeah.
Shh. To answer this kasha, Shlomo Vilna has the following yisod. A yisod that potentially impacts us also. What would the din be if I have an item that's asa b'hanah, but that issa is going to disappear momentarily, very, very soon? around the bend. It's not like, it's not Orla and Kiryakarem and Pasbuchov, things that are done Lagam, right? It's something that's, give it a minute or two, give it till tonight, everything's going to be mutter. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, it's near the Leimar, that's not a mufka of being Lachem. The Gemara seems to say you can't only Siri Hanok. Well, this is what the many read the Mishnah of the Gemara like that. You can't only Siri Hanok. Those Yisri Hanok that are also the Oilam Vod, that are never going to be retrievable, those are mufka from Bailus. But something that's going to be retrievable in a minute. Easy come, easy go. It could be it's called Lachem, even now. Says Rav Shlomo Zilner, what's going to happen with these Aravos? So what's supposed to happen is as follows. The halacha of Sinai says there's a mitzvah to take them every day of Chol Moed Sukkos, to take their robes and put them on the Mizbech, stand them up against the Mizbech. As soon as you do that, what happens to the Kedusha? What happens to the Yisr? Disappears. You know why? There's a rule in Huchas Kachim, Ein l'chadavah shenasas mitzvasu molen bo. Once you did what you were supposed to do with it, then the Yisra is gone. Then it reverts to become Chulin. So says Rosh Hashanah Vilna, what do these Akanim do? They don't want to go bother schlepping to get more Aravis. So what did they do? They said, oh, we have Aravis anyway. The Aravis is piled up by the Mizbech. They're about to be set up against the Mizbech. In 2 minutes from now, they're going to be Mutav Hanah. So comes Rosh Hashanah Vilna and says that even though right now they're Asav Hanah, and you need Taisa to say Mitzvah V'Homas Nitnu, and you would think that they're not yours. No, they are yours. Because just because something is Asav Hanah now, it's going to be Mutav momentarily. That's not Mufka for being Lachem. That's his pshat, that's his beer. And he says, based on this Shtibble Torah, he's going to solve the dilemma that already earlier Acharonim posed, almost like a riddle some Acharonim raised. One of the strange, imbundant kind of Akasha. We have to think of what the Teretz is.
Does that only apply to Anah? Would it apply to something else? Like, let's say, for example, I know that my friend is going to allow me.
Yeah. Posh and pshat now. Right? Posh and pshat, that's not the word. Posh, that's not the word.
Usually,
it's the opposite of the Yeah. I mean, there's a right. This is a very, 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 very difficult svara. Very, very difficult svara. The svara bothers me also because the Dabar Shel Hekdesh is not just not yours because it's also no. It's not yours because it belongs to the basic picture. It's not yours, mamish. It's like your friend's thing. So I don't understand that. That's what it is for some of the says, and this is the solution to the age-old kasha. The Acharonim dug up the following very, very strange kasha. It is clear for the Gemara that I could shake the lulav now on the first day of Sukkot and be yaitzin and give it to somebody else as a gift. And hope yaitzin. The Gemara's not fair. We're talking about the Hachzim. Fair shi Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel had his lulav and Esther. He gave it to Rabbi Kiva, to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, the whole story of the boat. So you can have multiple, you can have a lulav and Esther. As long as you mock it to somebody else, that's fine. Correct the Acharonim the following kasha. I wake up 8 o'clock in the morning and I shake the lulav and Esther. What's the status of that esrog after I shake it? Let's say I'd want to eat it for lunch. I can't do that. You know why?
Tosa.
Let's say I would want to use it for firewood or something. Lulav. Tosa. Once something is used as the chetz shemitz, it's tosa mitzvah. Till when? The duration of that day. Once the day's over, the zvah mitzvah is over. Tomorrow's mitzvah. So if I want to eat it for dinner tonight after it's taste, that's okay. But I can't eat it today. So frekti acharonim. Once Reuven shakes his lulav and esrog, that Luvin Esrog is Asav Hanah. Once it's Asav Hanah, what do you mean he gives it to Shimon? How could Shimon be Yotze? It's not what? It's not Lachem. It doesn't belong to Shimon because Shimon can't use it. L'maisesh, right now, Shimon can't use it. Why isn't every Luvin Esrog, once it's used by the first person, it's puzzle for the next person based on Huxel Mitzvaso, Asav Hanah, not called Lachem? Someone's like a funny kasha. But what's the answer? Shlomo Zilner says, this is the answer. It's in Yisra Hanah, it's Omid L'kach, the Mimotu, in a few hours it's going to become Mutav Hanah. So after Tzeis Kecham, it's going to become Mutav Hanah. Chutz Mitzvos is over. Again, quite a Mechudosh Dikavort, but he had to say it to defend this Tzeis from the Mishnah of the Sechaz Me'ilah. At Kandu Reb Shulman. So the bottom line, Rabbi Yisai, how does all of this play out for us? Practically speaking, how does all of this discussion play out for us? So when all the dust settles, We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we have the Mitzvah Yishalayim from the Rambam, but we don't have the real McCoy of Lulav HaMikdash today. Our Mitzvah Lulav today is the Reis of the first day, and the Rabbanim, the duration of the week. Halach L'maizah, the rest of the week. Can I use an Esrog HaChaser? Absolutely, that Rabbi Chanina says, okay. Can I use a Lulav HaYavesh? Unclear. According to Tosfos, no, because they were misaking the psul of hadar even for lul of the rabbanim because they were stuck because he do mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, it's for sure okay. If you're biktish again, according to the Rambam, it's also okay. How do we pass the Rambam? So we take a look. Shulchan Aruch. We are sent to the Mamukamus. The seminary, etc.
Fresh Memtet.
Memtet?
Fresh Memtet.
Fresh Memtet, yeah, okay. Fresh Memtet. Tafresh from Tesef, hey, comes to Shulchan Aruch and says, Kol elu shamanim shem psulim, remuvim shem yarnim, this is right out of the Rambam, omim bnei gezel, gnev, yom tev arisha bavad, shay yom makol kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch knew how to say hakol kosher. Hakol means everything. Everything is kosher. And gnev and gezel is going to touch him. It's a bavir, that'll be off the mitzvah next week. So the Shulchan Aruch is basically passing Rambam slash Ramban. We don't know what the Shulchan Aruch would say about the Mikdash, but again, that's not a shav of his man is there. So according to the Ram and the Ramban, it's okay, and that's the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, if you take a look at the Ramban, the Ramban writes, fourth line into the Ramban, Avalim hoya yovesh omenumar, spots on the Esrog, Shapasa kol zayin yamim. It's pasul for the entire week. Why is that? Who is the Ramah pasuling like? Pedatatosis. All right? So the bottom line of Chizis Farm and Ashkenazim, Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, like the Ram and the Ramban, and not a great surprise, the Ramah pasuling the Halacha like the Pedatatosis. Nevertheless, if you go back to the Ramah for a minute, that same Ramah, the Ramah says, Chosher is going to be kosher the whole week. That's the Gemara. Let's go to the second line. V'chaser kosh v'shay yomim. V'nitel pitamto u'uktsoy dino kechaser. V'koshim yom rishon v'eilach. Says the Ramah that if it's missing its pitam, it's missing the ukits on the bottom, the stem on the bottom, that's not a chisaron of hodah, that's a chisaron of chaser. And therefore that's for sure kosher if the first day, even according to me, says the Ramah. According to Shulchan Aruch, that's like a, you know, it's superfluous. Of course it's kosher. It says the Ramah, don't mistakenly think that a pitta missing is a dinner is a lack of hadar. No, it's hadar, it's just lacking in chaser. And therefore, after the first day, it would be okay. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure about this. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Lamed Vav. I lay al simin tafresh b'mches. V'yayim imagin avram shev v'yesh poskim shesovrim. The nitla pit v'ahu b'shem hadar. Oh, yeah, yeah, maybe missing the pitta is a psul of hadar. So what does Mishabur say? He says, we're Ashkenazim. So we're not going to take outright Hadar Psulim after the first day. But something like a missing Pitam, which may be a Psul of Hadar, maybe a psul of chaser, that it's almost like a shtick like snake's finger. Maybe it's just a problem of chaser, which is good after the first day. And even if it's aligned by that, it's a psul of hadar. Well, let's not forget, we always have the Rambam and the Ramban to back up on. And then the Mishnah quotes different opinions. Can you make a bracha, not make a bracha, etc. So it's for this reason that when somebody comes to you with that sad face on the third day of Chavoy that the kid dropped the resurrect, so I say the first like this. If you have another Esrog with a pitta matzoiv, if you have another Esrog, it's off you another Esrog, so the mikra then you can rely on the sfeik sfeik of the Mishnah Berurah. And the tzir of the Mishnah Berurah himself says, if you take a look, that very often, a little bit later on, I don't know about the rest of it, but very often when it's missing the pitta, sometimes the part of the pitta is still there. Sometimes it's not totally broken off. So many poskim say, that's kosher even on the first day. They may not even be called dittel. Put them all together. So Mr. Bill gives you the green light on that legato. So again, that's the background for this shayla, why we're a lot more makel about broken pitims after the first day.
What about the other psulei hadar for the ram?
They're all problems.
Liyakuvim.
The ram would say you can't make a bracha then, right? Right. I would say take it anyway. Nothing to lose by taking it, because the point of the hefker shem would still be good. But you have to take it without a bracha. I was reading a fascinating story the other day. There was a story that happened in the very beginning of World War II. So I think involved the risk of I don't think the Nazis had yet invaded that part of Poland yet. The Russians was it wasn't a good scene, but it was still semi tolerable. But they couldn't get the Russians couldn't find dalminim, the proper dalminim. It was very hard to get the proper dalminim. So the Hadassim, the only set of Hadassim apparently that arrived, were questionable. It was somehow they weren't big enough, small, whatever it was, some kind of a pickpock a little bit on the Hadassim. So there was a machlekes between, it took place in Warsaw, the Whiskey Rabbit, someone got stuck in Warsaw at the beginning of the war or something. So it was this story happened between him and Rav Nachum Zember. Nachum Zember was Hasidish. He was a Gedolah who lived in Warsaw at the time. He was a businessman, but one of the Gedolah Hadar. So him and the Brisker Rav were discussing this particular Hadas. So the Brisker Rav felt that we have to take it misafek, maybe it's kosher, but he was not enough to make a bracha on it. He didn't want to make a bracha on it because he thought that it wasn't so convinced that it was kosher. And Rabbi Nachum Zember responded, we should make a bracha, we can even make a shechiyano on it. So Briscoe didn't understand. If you can make a bracha, make shechiyano, keep it quick here. So Rabbi Nachum Zember said to him, he said, I think the Hadassah is kosher anyway, so I think we can make a bracha. But even on Tzad, that's not kosher. He said, we all just survived the first bombing. The Nazis, Machshavim, invaded Poland. So they were bombing the whole country. And so that whole group of people had survived all these bombings for the first 2 weeks. The war started September 1st. This was Sukkot. This was 2 weeks later. So they had survived the first round of bombings. So Nachman Zevin said, we can make a Shechiyano, even if the Hadassah is possible, we can make a Shechiyano on them surviving the bombings. So the Brisker Rav liked that. He said, okay, so we can make a Shechiyano, but not Alekhil Chulu. Can you imagine? This like, you know, now in retrospect, definitely, at the time, the situation was bad, but no one in their wildest dreams knew how bad it was really going to be. You know, so it was almost like a joke going on between Nachum Zemba and the Brisker Rav. Now, what do you do with the Suffolk puzzle Hadass on the first day? Can you make a Shechiyano? What was discussion at the time? Anyway, back to the story.
So, what would we say about hither on the Maisa, like the making sure that the
egg in. Yeah. I mean, none of that's Makav anyway. So we would like to do it because why should have hither mitzvah all week? But I'm saying none of that's going to Makav anyway. We pass him. So one last akuda in the sugya. Now we've been talking a lot about the first day versus the subsequent days. Where do you draw that line exactly? When does the first day end? In Eretz Yisrael, the answer is pretty simple. The first day ends to the first day ends. Chutz La'aretz is a little bit trickier because
Second day is
this is the suffering of the first day. So if you'd ask me, I would say that, well, whatever your standards were on the first day, those standards have to carry over to the second day as well. Like Lamosha. One of the mitzvah alechil is matzah. So whatever constituted matzah, whatever kezayis, whatever I thought the standards of matzah were the first night, so midrabban on the second night. Well, let's say the eating in the sukkah the first night of sukkah. So deraisa is the first night, and the chutzlar is the second night. Derabon. So whatever you thought the mitzvah entailed on the first night, deraisa, so that goes over to the seventh. And we always do that. We always do that. First day is deraisa, second day is derabon. We carry everything over. That's what I would have. That's what I would have said. However, the Ran quotes a very, very mechudishtik possibility. Ran quotes Yesh Aimer. That maybe, but medra memurim that we treat yad v'sheni b'chol chukat b'chol chumros etc. That's the gabe isur malacha. But the gabe the mitzvah hayom, okay, we make a second Seder, and the Ran admits we make a second Seder. You know, our wives ben shalach on the second night also. But lav dafka, all the chumras of the first day have to carry off the second day. Maybe we can always look at the second day for what it really is. It's only durabonim. Because Bala says, zecher durabonim, it's not even a suffix anymore. It's a midrash of the second day, whatever that means. So since it's only a durabonim the second day, hey mom, hey mom, whatever kulas they gave on the first day, I'm sorry, whatever kulas they said on the subsequent days, those kulas can be applied to the second day in Chutz La'aretz also. The Ran quotes it to Yesha in them. And the Ran rejects it outright. He says, like, what do you mean? Yom Tov Sheni means that we mimic the first day. So we mimic the first day, we daven Yom Tov Tikkun, and we make Kiddush, and we make Shechiyanos, and we ben Shlecht, and we say Halal. We sit in the, you know, we make sure we deck his eyes the first night, and then we make a Seder. Everything's the same, but we're going to take a pasuk over that. So it doesn't fit into the whole pattern. So he says, like, Vehechateise, we should make such a distinction. Let's take a look at the Lashon HaRam. The Rambam, back to Breches, Halachates. The Rambam says, Breches, Halachates, Kol Eilu Shamarnu, Shem Psul Vrei Mumin Shebeyarnu, or Vrei Gezel Gnev, etc. B'yomtev Rishon Bovad, Aval B'yomtev Sheni Im Shar Hayomim, Hakol Kosher. Rambam added three words to the Gemara. The Gemara always uses the phrase Rishon versus Sheni. The Rambam says, Yom Tov Sheni Mshar Hayomim Hakol Kosher. What is the Rambam learning? The Rambam's learning Yom Tov Sheni means Yom Tov Sheni Chutz La'aretz. Although in Eretz Yisrael, that would be an absurd description. Right. In Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Chol Moed is the same as the fifth day of Chol Moed. It's the same thing. So for the fact that the Rambam's living in Egypt, and he's describing every day after the first day, and he makes extra special, careful mention of saying Shar Yom Hashem Shar Yom Hakol Kosher. So the Rambam is saying what those Yeshom and the Ran said, even though it's very startling, it doesn't fit into our picture of Yom Tov Sheni, but somehow Lulav, it snuck in. It's very, very mechudish, very, very strange. Is there a state? That's what it says in the Rambam. Anyway, Akopanim, La'alacha, we don't pass like that. La'alacha, we tell everybody that whatever you thought that didn't work the first day, you better make sure to do those on the second day as well. After the second day, then the ground's possibly to make on certain things. In Eretz Yisrael, so obviously there's no second day, so the second day is Chol Moed. So then whatever goes after that is kosher. That's why this coming year, so again, maybe when a mikdash, the Greeks set up the calendar, we'll get rid of the calendar, we'll start back to scratch with Kiddush Beria. But if that doesn't happen, so we're stuck with the calendar. So the first day is supposed to be a Shabbos this coming year. So if you live in Eretz Yisrael, then your standards of living in Esther are very, very low. You can go to Chachim and go by. According to Shulchan Aruch, you can buy a Luv Yavish. You can save last year's Luv. That's what Yavish. Use last year's Esther. Because according to Shulchan Aruch and Ram and the Ramban, when there's no Deraisa, so then everything basically goes. According to Tosfos, not everything goes. According to Tosfos, a Luv Yavish would be a problem, but Nesfah Chosher is okay. So you can take a bite of your Esther Gare of Yom Tov. The first day you're not using it anyway, it's going to be Shabbos. The second day is already Chol Moed in Eretz Yisrael. Nesfah Chosher is Kosher Chachilah. Now, you have to see, we check the markets next year, see the price should go down, basically what I'm saying. A lot of things should happen. The price doesn't always reflect the reality. Anyway, I'll find it. So at least we made a seam for this couple of weeks in between, but we made a seam on this sugya. Hopefully we'll see you next week, so we have to get started for the next major sugya, which is really much more even a Shas sugya, the sugya mitzvah of Aveira. It starts out Lula, but then it quickly branches out to many other areas of the world. Hopefully we'll see you next week. Should be back to Tuesdays, I think. See you next to this. Right, Ramam.